personally experienced this myself, but I've heard other people here in the ham community talking about it. Some does, some don't. It messes with the receive. It'll block up your receiver, and all you'll get is noise. That's from my understanding.
Yeah, might be the way it is, and if he hasn't heard anything on his radio, it probably... probably good so far, but there's a lot of these LED signs around town that will really mess with this frequency in my radio. It really blocks out. If somebody's on the repeater, it'll block them out. I can't hear it.
Those RFID. Well, I hadn't exactly experienced this, but I've heard plenty of other people talking about it. And from my understanding, from what I've heard them say, some will do it and some won't. So you got to be very careful about the kind of LEDs you get, from what I've heard others say.
I got a phone call. I'll be back. N4ZLK.
4NUE. Andy, what's going on your way? Everything all right? The hunting settled down or is it still going?
For the most part right now, it's about settled down for now. But that last week, here this past month, I kept my scanner on here about every day, and I heard activity all around here. I did every day on those marine frequencies. It's very active.
Okay, well, when's the season end, do you know?
Well, depends on what all the hunting say. Some of these hunters hunt various things. They hunt bear, they hunt deer, they all kinds of different things. Yeah, hogs too, and coyotes as well. The bear season was just the last week in October and first week in November. So that part's closed, and prior to that was the deer. But some of these, they hunt various things. So it... because they hunt many different kinds of animals, it varies. I have heard them in years past between Christmas and New Year's Day on those frequencies, and back when it comes time change again in March or April, whenever that is, heard them then too. So it kind of depends on what they're hunting.
Okay, well, we've had some issues up with the club's repeater. I think we got it straightened out. But you're right. It's been a lot more activity than normal, I guess. And I just remember what you're saying about hunting season. And it's about cleared up. But last month was pretty aggravating, really. Just a lot of traffic and a lot of, pirate stations, I guess you could say. But I figure that's what they're doing.
Well, I've come to learn over the years here, you know, learn a lot about what to do just by listening to them. Like I was telling you about that about the last week in October and first week in November. You listen to them long enough, you go to learning all this stuff. And I've been listening to them for years up here doing this kind of thing. They're always either on those marine frequencies or the red dot, blue dot frequencies. One of the two sets of frequencies they use.
All right, well, like I said, we've had some issues, but last month was pretty annoying, but I think we got it figured out, straightened out. But I don't know. I guess it's just the time of the year, I guess.
Terrible to it, because some of these, they hunt various things. You know, they hunt bear when they can, they hunt deer when they can, they hunt these other animals when they can. And a lot of them, even though they hunt various things, they use those frequencies for their communications.
Okay. All right, well, other than that, what's going on up your way? Anything?
Well, not a whole lot right now. I'm just kind of keeping tabs on this weather that's supposed to come through possibly tonight and tomorrow, because up here, if there's too much wind and the ground's too wet, the commercial power's liable to go out. So, kind of keep my ears open for some of that, because I know I heard earlier on that Kiwi Talks waiting at over there that they was having issue with trees coming down over in Oconee County here a couple of hours ago. I don't know. They must have sure enough been having a downpour over there.
QEUKF4LZI. Well, it's been drizzling here for on and off all day, but I think it's supposed to be out of here by Sunday. I believe that's what I read. But, you know, I like it when it's cold weather. Cold and rainy, dark. That's my cup of tea. Anna's direct opposite. She likes summertime, or springtime, and I don't care much for it. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
Do the best you can about it. Like I said about those bulbs, those LEDs, that's all I can tell you about. I've heard others on here in the past complaining about some of those, and I've heard some say that some won't do it and some will do it, so it's just a kind of a precautionary thing that you gotta be careful for. And he's right about that. He was talking about that on 16 on 2 meters. There's certain places I've noticed even on 2 meters where certain of these other type lights you might find around the town might do that even. KI4LZI5D.
Downtown's really bad, Andy. There's a couple spots there going down, I believe it's North Church Street. I don't even bother transmitting because you just, you know, nothing but complaints. But you get on out toward Taylor's, it cleans up pretty good. But, I forget the name, North Church Street and something, right at the bottom of the hill, American Legion, right there at the American Legion. I can't do anything with it for, I don't know, about a half a mile, three-quarters of a mile near Taylor's Way. But what you got scheduled for this weekend? What you doing?
Really don't know right now for certain, but that's kind of why FM, because HF, the bulk of what's on HF ain't FM. And back in the 50s and 60s, of course, there was no repeaters, but what little VHF, UHF was going on was 2 meter AM, 6 meter AM. While a lot of people here in the community here switched over to FM off AM on 2 meters and 6 meters because of the noise issue, because FM is a whole lot quieter than the HF side is. You found out, you was talking about a while back, about on the sideband net, all the static crashes and various things. HF, it don't take much at all to eat HF band up with interference.
KO4NUE and KI4LZ. I know you're right. Summertime's really bad. I mean, really bad. There's sometimes I can't even pass traffic or can't understand it or whatever, you know. When I was trying to learn to send radiograms, I was talking with one of the guys there that he's a net controller. He gave me his telephone number, so I tried to send a piece of traffic one night in the middle of a storm or the storm nearby or something, and it was just horrible. And I tried three times to copy it, and I mean, it just got to the point where it was just kind of holding the net up, you know. But he finally called me on the phone and said, look, part of learning this is knowing when to send and when not to, which he was right, and I never thought about it. But, you know, I mean, I was trying. I tried three times, and just I couldn't do anything with it. But when he told me that, I just said, okay, I see how this works now. So I just, yeah, pay attention to every little detail, because you miss one little detail, it, you know, it makes it difficult. But I've got pretty comfortable with it.
Well, CFID, with these QSTs I got here, plus I've done some reading on my own as well about it, online, back, way back, say about 100, but back in the early 1900s, when there wasn't no FM, I'm telling you, HF, well, as they said back in Spark Gap days, for instance, the very first thing, all the QRN, as they called it, static crashes and all. When it comes to HF, the best time of the year is when there's least amount of any kind of interest, when that would be the heart of winter.
Okay. All right. Well, Andy, I'm going to duck on out, I guess. I don't know if Shane's done with his telephone call or not, but I'm on say 73s, I guess, and try to get me some rest. I have some things I need to take care of tomorrow. But I've called a club member to see if I can visit with him a little bit. I got a telephone call from him today, but just hadn't had time to return his call. Or text message, I'm sorry. But anyway, hope you're doing well. Tell your mother and sister I said hello. And I'll talk at you later on the log. This is KO4NUE 73, Andy. I'm clear.
I want to mention that about those LED bulbs. Some are good, some ain't so good. You know, that's what I've heard. So take it for what it's worth, but if you happen to get the wrong one and you can't hear anything on HF, especially if it happens to be when in the winter, you know you have to do something. KO4NUE, KI4LZI.